how I like my morning coffee. As a coffee lover, I'm sure you can relate to the feeling of anticipation as you wait for that first sip of steaming hot coffee in the morning. For me, it's the only way to start my day. But how I like my coffee isn't just about a caffeine fix, it's about the ritual, the experience, and the pleasure of taking the time to savor the flavor and aroma. In this blog post, I'll share my morning coffee routine and the unique rituals that make my morning cup of joe so special. So, if you're looking for some inspiration to make your morning coffee routine even more enjoyable, keep reading. My favorite way to enjoy my morning coffee. If you're like me, you enjoy your morning coffee with a little bit of sweet and a lot of cream. However, drinking a cup of coffee with a lot of cream can be a little bit tricky. Luckily, there are a few ways to enjoy your coffee with a lot of cream without having to use as much of it. First, try using a French press. This type of coffee maker uses pressure to extract more flavor from the beans, which means you can enjoy a higher quality cup of coffee with a lot of cream. Second, try using a thermal coffee pot. These coffee pots heat the water up before brewing, which means you can enjoy a richer, creamier cup of coffee with a lot of cream. Finally, try using a blender to make your coffee with a lot of cream. This is a great option if you don't have a French press, thermal coffee pot, or coffee pot that allows you to add milk. Simply blend your coffee beans with some milk before pouring it into your cup. These are just a few of my favorite ways to enjoy my morning coffee with a lot of cream. What's yours? Tips for making the perfect morning coffee. Making the perfect morning coffee is a skill that takes some practice. Here are a few tips to help you get started. First, make sure your coffee is fresh. Coffee that's been sitting on the shelf for too long will start to lose its flavor and aroma. Store your coffee beans in a cool, dark place where they will stay fresh. Next, use the right equipment. A good coffee maker will allow you to customize your drink to your liking. Choose a machine that has a variety of settings, including a timer, so that you can brew the coffee the way you like it. Finally, don't forget the coffee beans. When you're making coffee, it's important to use the right beans. Try different blends and varieties to find the perfect flavor for you. These tips will help you make the perfect morning coffee every time. My thoughts on the current state of coffee. I'm a coffee lover, plain and simple. I love the taste, the smell, the feel of it in my hands. So when I heard about the current state of coffee, I was slightly concerned. As it turns out, coffee is in a bit of a rough spot right now. For a long time, coffee was a major source of revenue for many small farmers and farmers' markets across the globe. However, since the middle of the last century, coffee production has been on the decline. This has had a major impact on the way coffee is grown and processed, and it's had a ripple effect on the quality of the coffee we're consuming. Now, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to offer a detailed explanation of the reasons behind this decline in coffee production. But what I can say is that it's definitely something to be aware of. If you're a coffee lover and you're looking for a good source of information on the subject, I recommend reading the Coffee Report. It provides a comprehensive look at the current state of coffee and the ways it's being affected by the changing market. In short, I think it's important to be aware of the current state of coffee and the ways it's being affected by the changing market. If you're a coffee lover, I think it's worth taking the time to read up on the subject. My favorite type of coffee and why. I love coffee, and I love trying new types of coffee. I've tried a lot of unique flavors over the years, and my favorite by far is Turkish coffee. Here's why. Turkish coffee is made with a lot of sugar and cream, which gives it a rich and creamy taste. It's also a bit sweeter than other types of coffee, which I love. I also love the unique flavor profile that Turkish coffee offers. It's a bit woodsy and nutty, which is a nice change of pace from the typical flavors that are available. If you're looking for a unique and flavorful coffee that you won't find at most places, I highly recommend trying Turkish coffee. Coffee trivia for those of you who love coffee as much as I do. Did you know that coffee can actually help you lose weight? Yes, coffee has been shown to help increase metabolism and burn more calories. In one study, participants who drank coffee every day for 8 weeks lost more weight and body fat than those who didn't. Why is coffee so effective at burning calories? The caffeine in coffee stimulates the brain and body to burn more calories. It also helps to improve blood sugar regulation and insulin sensitivity, which can help you lose weight in the long run. So next time you're feeling tired after a long day, give yourself a break and reach for a cup of coffee. It might just help you lose weight in the process. Conclusion. So, what's your morning coffee routine like? Let me know in the comments down below. I'd love to hear from fellow coffee lovers. So, tell me, what's your favorite part of coffee? Personally, it's the smell of the fresh coffee grounds as I crack open my French press. That's definitely one of my favorite parts. Thanks for reading.